Government matters, big money coming from the government. $1.5 billion announced yesterday. This is for a boost to testing levels, social services, more targeted contact tracing. $1 billion of that will go for new COVID investigation service, 475 investigators. Pharmac get $300 million. We're into rapid antigen tests at last. Health Minister Andrew Little's with us. Morning.
Good morning, mate.
Does the size of the money announced yesterday indicate we were well short and we should have chucked a bit more at it to start with?
No, it's recognising that, look, as we start to introduce the traffic light system, the virus is going to move around the country. We've got to make sure we have testing capacity right across the country. We've had enough to get us through the best we can while the outbreak has been confined to Auckland and Waikato, basically the Northern. But it will get, this is going to get bigger and it'll move around the country, and we need to have the ability to test right across the country.
The number of investigators, one, can you get them given the labour market? And two, is it worth contact tracing? All I'm hearing is we're not doing as well as we could have. It's loose. It's gone. Don't worry about it.
Look, it's going to be a challenge to get the workforce on board, but look, we're confident we can. I think the other thing, the important part of the contact tracing is in the early stages of a localised outbreak, we need to know what's going on. As the numbers sort of go through the roof, then that becomes less effective, but we do need to know what's happening in those early stages.
Why so slow on the rapid testing? Why didn't you get in there earlier?
Look, I haven't been close involved in the science behind all that, except that rapid antigen testing is less, it doesn't give as accurate a reading as, you know, we've had with the PCR testing, and those are found in PCR testing. It is just a reality about rapid antigen testing. It is fine when you're doing large volumes, and you need to do that rapid kind of surveillance on large volumes, but in the early stages of the outbreak, it is less useful.
And you don't think it replaces or potentially replaces a mandate as we get an increasing amount of angst around those?
Yeah, well, for a smaller workforce, the rapid antigen testing isn't going to be effective in terms of, you know, picking up people who are positive. If you're doing lots of people every day and people are having frequent testing, then it is helpful in that regard. But not when, you know, early stages of an outbreak, small numbers of people over, you know, a longer period of time.
While I've got you, Judith Collins, you weren't rolled, but you've been there. It's a bit of a game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just you've got to draw on big personal kind of wellspring of personal kind of resilience and resolve. It's difficult, it's tough, but sometimes you've got to accept things about yourself. If you're not the person, you're not the person.
Appreciate your time, Andrew Little, Health Minister with us.